go.
Just everything about it is fun, and it's something I wish I would have went into back when I was 19 years old. But I can do a damn good flat top. One thing, never trust a man with a flat top. It is a number one rule. Men with flat tops are controlling. They have huge anger issues, and, well, they'll always be single. Joking. But some of those traits always come off on a person who chooses to do a flat top. I'm not saying a high and tight. High and tights are for, you know, leather queens. But flat tops that are crisp and clean, you know, they were great in 1990. Flat tops are the worst haircut ever. And I'm saying that, and it goes flat tops, mullets, perms. Those are the three things you should watch out for.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just everything about it is fun.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 901 of the BFO for Thursday, the 14th of July, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Yeah, I really don't have any idea what the hell I'm going to talk about it. But Big Fatty, you'll fill up 20 minutes. Hi, everyone. I hope your Bastille Day is going well. Y'all, that is the... That's the French can-can music. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. It can-can. Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty. You all ready? Yes. And y'all, it is the 14th of July, and every year we celebrate the Bastille Day. Well, maybe not we, but y'all, anyway, y'all, the one thing I want all of you to make sure you do is look at today's artwork, because y'all, Miss La 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 Lawrence, you know, she always does a special artwork for episode number 01, you know, when we hit a new 100. And y'all, since today is Bastille Day, she has just combined 901 and Bastille Day into one fabulous piece of artwork. Big Fatty, it is just lovely. Now, can we go get some French toast and some French fries? And yes? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, in case you don't know much about Bastille Day, it is the French National Day, which is celebrated on the 14th of July each year. In France, it is formally called La Fête Nationale, and commonly Les Quatorze Juillet. It commemorates the 1790 Fête de la Fédération, held on the first anniversarium of the storming of the Bastille on 14 July 1789. The anniversarium of the storming of the Bastille Fortress Prison was seen as a symbol of the uprising of the modern nation and the reconciliation of all the French inside the constitutional monarchy, which preceded the First Republic during the French Revolution. Y'all, there are festivals and official ceremonies held all over France, and the oldest and largest and regular military parade in Europe is held on the morning of 14 July. On the Champs-Élysées. Big Fatty, you don't know how to say that. You know what I'm talking about, that big street in Paris in front of the President of the Republic. And y'all, I found this to be very interesting. Because you would expect, and y'all understand there's cake. Y'all let them eat cake on Bastille Day. Yes, McFaddy. Y'all, I found this interesting that it is celebrated in other countries. Y'all, like, for instance, in Belgium, it is celebrated there. That had him over there in Budapest, Mexico. They have a two-day celebration. Y'all in the UK, London has a large French contingent and celebrates Bastille Day at various locations. Y'all, I am sure that Stephen the UK and I'm sure Nott's got on his French beret. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I couldn't believe this, but y'all in over 50 U.S. cities, they conduct annual celebrations. Baltimore, up there where Stevie B is, they have a celebration each year at Petit Louis in the Roland Park area. Boston, Brian from Boston, and you know my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, y'all, he lives in the future, but he used to live in Boston. Y'all, they have an annual celebration at the French Cultural Center. Y'all up there in the Chicago's, they have a number of celebrations, including on the Navy Pier and in Oz Park. And y'all, Milwaukee, I don't know anything about Milwaukee except they produce old beer. Minneapolis has a French and food pastry and flea market and circus performers there. Knowledge, y'all, you know the Migo man, the Raging Cajun used to live down there. He unsubscribed a while back. New York City, so nice they named it twice. I'm sure there's Patrick Plain is up there in New York, and I would say Eric the Southern Boy, but he unsubscribed long time ago. He and Perfetti unsubscribed together. And y'all, there's other people up there that I can't think of off the top of my head. That David B, the occasional fag, he's up there in New York. Orlando, do we know anyone in Orlando? That Michael Cantaloupe and the Super Bee, they have a thing at the Audubon Park. Philadelphia, you know the Gavin Newsom, Gavin of the Stick It With a Poke. You know he's right outside of Philly. San Francisco, that Pete and San Fran. Who else is out there? We've got the boys from the Howdy Do Flapjacks, Big Freddy, you just don't remember people like you used to be able to. And y'all in Seattle, they have got a celebration there at the Seattle Center, y'all, that's where Teresa and Sissy are, but you know they unsubscribed also. So y'all, if you're so inclined, have a delicious French pastry today, or some French fries, French fried potatoes, or some of the, or y'all just stick your tongue in somebody's mouth and give them a big old Happy Bastille Day French kiss. That is vulgar. Y'all, Logan and Ant are out there in the San Franciscos. That's who I was trying to remember. Big Patty, you just don't remember shit. Y'all, I went by the P.O. box. Y'all, I gotta turn on the light, because it's gotten dark, because there's thunder. The weather rat says there's thunder moving into the area. But y'all, I went by the P.O. box, and there was a card there, y'all. It's a postcard, and y'all, it's got a choo-choo train on the front of it, and y'all, it's a choo-choo train out in front of the station at Storybook Land, and y'all, there's a picture of the Storybook Land Express in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Now, y'all, I do not know for sure who this is from, but I have a good idea who this is from, and y'all, it is from someone who likes bacon. And y'all, it says toot toot. Oh, wait a minute, what does this say here? It's printed on here. It says Storybookland Express, children and adults can enjoy a relaxing ride on a genuine scale model replica of an 1836 C.P. Huntington steam engine around Storybookland. Views of Storybookland Castle, Storybookland characters, zoo animals, and the Land of Oz can be seen from the track. And y'all, this writer says it's actually pretty lame. But it says toot toot, patoot, from the South Dakotan fatty, with train track wreckage wishes for you and your little show. I heard you love postcards, K. Bacon. P.S. I hope the smushed penny stays on here. Y'all, there's no damn smushed penny on there. I don't know. Y'all, quite frankly, it doesn't look like there was ever one attached. So, I think she's pulling my... I think old Bacon is pulling my leg. But, y'all, I do enjoy a good postcard. Miss Bacon, thank you so much. And, y'all, did you... Miss Bacon had her 20-year anniversarium, y'all. And she was all excited that we remembered it on the little show. And, y'all, she wanted me to make sure her husband... Y'all, her husband, y'all, I'm telling you. Old Stinky... He got in good gracious, y'all, cause he bought her an iPad 2. Y'all, one of those absorbent iPad 2s. And y'all, she was touching herself inappropriately. And if I had to guess, I would guess that he's hoping that she'll touch him inappropriately. Babe, fatty, you're talking about Miss Bacon. Y'all, speaking of bacon, I'm a little behind on the bacon calendar. You know, I did Monday, I was talking about the Hawaiian luau beverage. And y'all, you know, old Dr. Stone likes to make up a special beverage on Friday evenings. Y'all, I'm going to just repeat this because he might want to do this. You combine two pots of the bacon vodka and one pot of butterscotch schnapps and a splash of pineapple juice. Chill and serve in a martini glass garnished with a pineapple wedge. And Dr. Stone, if you'll just call us and let us know how you enjoy that, we'd appreciate it. Y'all, what do you call those? The horse duvas. The horse duvas on Friday evenings also. Y'all, at thefoodnetwork.com, you can find recipes such as bacon-wrapped pineapple scrumps, bacon, spinach, and cream potatoes, bacon and tomato pasta, and fried bacon smashed potatoes. Y'all, I didn't know that. Y'all, for Wednesday, for hump day, it says, now you can have your own bacon versus tofu fight at home with Mr. Bacon and Mansoor Tofu action figures featuring bendable arms and legs, available at macfee.com. Now, y'all, Big Fatty has a set of Mr. Bacon and Mansoor Tofu, and y'all, how appropriate. How appropriate that this be read on the day where everyone is allowed to eat cake. Because it is Bastille Day. Yes, Big Fatty, let them eat that cake. And y'all, then for today, for Bastille Day, James Beard says, I've long said that if I were about to be executed and were given a choice of my last meal, it would be bacon and eggs. Well, thank you, James Beard, and I hope you enjoy your bacon and eggs for your last meal. So anyway, y'all, want to say one other thing about Miss Bacon. Y'all, she was all excited because she thought that Kim Beaver would put a picture of her in her exchanging her nuptials. Baby, when you say it, it sounds vulgar. On the lodge, and y'all, I spoke with Miss Beaver. Because, you know, she's visiting the Hats. And She was having, y'all, what is that? That is, oh yeah, that is the Chick-fil-A nuggets. Because y'all, I was cleaning up for the hats, and I ran across a gift card, and it had $20 on it. So, you know, I figured I might as well use it. So, anyway, I shoved some nuggets in the pie hole this morning. Miss Beaver was having trouble locating a photo, but Miss Bacon put on the Twitter a photo of her and old Stenchy, and y'all, I hope Miss Beaver saw it so she can get it over there to the lodge and put it in the in the gallery, of batshit crazy people. Big Freddy, you're in there a lot. But anyway, y'all, and by the way, Miss Bacon also said, Big Freddy, please make sure everyone knows we've been married for 20 years, but old stink bug proposed to me when I was one. So, y'all, speaking of crazy and batshit crazy things, y'all, Tuesday night, y'all, the horror group, we went to the bowling alley, and y'all, I had two certificates for a basket of, you know, like a hamburger basket, and I had two certificates for that, and it came with the French fried potatoes. And y'all, I had a $25 bar tab, and I had 10 complimentary games of bowling. And they were all going to expire at the end of the month. So I said, well, why don't we all go and have a good time? So y'all, we went. There were four of us, Granny and Miss Porter. And we'll call her Lorena and Big Fatty. So there were four of us that were there. And y'all, Lorena hasn't bowled since she was a child in elementary school, y'all. And y'all, she was so afraid that she wasn't gonna knock down a single pin. And y'all, after seeing her bowl, I can understand her initial fears about this. And quite frankly, she doesn't bowl worth a tinker's damn, but that's not what I'm going to mention. Y'all, what I was going to mention is, y'all, all night long, she kept saying, she'd throw the ball and it'd go in the gutter, and she says, oh, I've put it in the ditch again. And y'all, she kept calling the gutter the ditch, and I don't get it. Oh, y'all, speaking of Miss Kathy Bacon, y'all, we've got breaking news.
This just into the BFO Vegas update desk. Miss Kathy Bacon and her friend Delta Dawn are going to be in Vegas arriving on Thursday. Yes!
Y'all, and evidently she has been able to book a special package, so she didn't have to go through the Luxor special desk. Y'all, evidently Storybook Land train is going to be going out there, and she and her friend Dawn are going to be on the Storybook Land train. Y'all, she says the only reason she wouldn't be there is in case they have a snowstorm. Y'all, and you know, you get so many snowstorms around the 15th of September everywhere. Yes, Big Freddy, it's just lovely. And, y'all, she's now going to go back and play with her iPad. Big Freddy, please don't talk about playing with the iPad. But, anyway, y'all, back to the bowling. Old Lorena kept saying, I keep throwing it in the ditch. And, y'all, she was drinking heavily. Y'all, they drank a lot of beer. But, y'all, we had a good time. It was nothing, there were no 300-pin games thrown, but Granny did a pretty good job. Y'all, you know, Granny and Miss Porter and I, we used to be in a bowling league, the homosexual bowling league, and we bowl on Sunday nights, and I got there last night, and Granny goes, Miss Porter goes, what, you didn't bring your bowling ball? Y'all, I've got a bowling ball and shoes and everything. Y'all, it never occurred to me to take it, and so y'all, you know, I always have my balls with me, but I didn't think to take my Big Fatty, please, You are just as vulgar as that gay trucker, although we love him.
Just everything about it is fun.
Oh, yes, and yes, especially haircuts.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.